Johnny Rock Show, Rockin' 101, The Rock Station.
Oh, look who is this, Tyler Florence? Hello.
Hey, buddy. How are you, buddy? Good to see you, man. How's it going?
Yeah, good to see you. It's fine. You're on the air. Please don't swear. The Great Food Truck Race on Food Network premieres Sunday at 7 Central. This is fascinating. I'm a big fan of food trucks. I used to live downtown Minneapolis, and there were always food trucks. How'd this show come together?
So the Great Food Truck Race, this is our 16th season. We've been on the air for 14 years, and it is a good time every single summer. It's always the number one show on the network every summer. And we take the best food truck teams in America, and we put $50,000 on the table, and best team wins. It's a competition elimination reality show. So we start off with 9 trucks. We end up with 1. And you're going to watch this cutthroat competition with teams that really, really love what they do for a living. And a lot of people, because we shot the show in Los Angeles, we've been to Minneapolis a couple of times. But we love getting out there on the streets and showing the cities a really good time. And people come out to really celebrate the food truck culture.
Now, I would have thought the pandemic would have killed this industry, but it seems to have bounced back, yes?
Well, the restaurant industry, yes. The food truck industry surprisingly thrived through all of it because it was outdoors. It's outside. And a really safe way for people to, get hot, fresh, live-cooked food in cities across America. We actually had a food truck for 2 years throughout the pandemic, and it was a real lifesaver for us because we could take the food. We sort of survived off of delivery from the restaurant, Wayfair Tavern, my restaurant in San Francisco. But then we also got a chance to take our fried chicken on the road to different, neighborhoods that couldn't travel because of the pandemic. So in a lot of ways, the pandemic really blew the industry out.
We're talking with Tyler Florence, host of The Great Food Truck Race on Food Network. Another season kicks off Sunday, 7 p.m. Central on Food Network. Now, I was saying, I see all these food trucks when I used to live downtown Minneapolis. And there was this one that stood out because they always had a big line, longer than most of the other ones. And they were doing like lobster sandwiches. Well, they took this food truck idea and they turned it into a brick and mortar restaurant that just took off. And then just, a couple of feet down the street, there was another guy that didn't make it and fell apart. Well, I guess I'm saying, what should you do if you want to, have a successful food truck, maybe even a successful restaurant after the food truck?
So out of the 16 seasons that we've had, I think we've had 9 or 10 winners go on to open very successful brick and mortar concepts. I think you got to focus. I think your concept can't be whatever you want to make today. I think it's you have to kind of take all of your ideas and boil them down to what the essence of you as a chef and your brand and your restaurant concept and what would be your signature dish. And I think, especially when you're out there, and that's one of the great things about the Great Food Truck Race, is the level of competition clearly separates folks that have a commercially competitive product and folks that don't. And so I think if you realize that your food needs to be better, or you realize that your food is not as good as, like, say, somebody down the street, I think it's up to you to quickly pivot and figure out what you can do to make your food product best in category, best in class. And that's what people really need to focus on. Fewer better things, fewer better dishes, and also dishes that people can recognize and people can share. So there's an enormous amount of fun creativity that you're going to find on food trucks coast to coast, because they're out there in such a fresh way that's relatively benign if they lose it all. So they risk everything, and they come up with these fantastic, smash-ups like a sushi burrito, where we take sushi and you make a burrito out of it. And like a lot of these food concepts are fabulous. And you're going to see this level of innovation come off of a food truck, where it may be a little risky in a brick-and-mortar restaurant, so you might get something that's like, you've seen it before. But that's what I really love about food trucks is they risk a lot. There's breakthrough food concepts that come out all the time, and we celebrate that on the Great Food Truck Race. And then you get something that feels like, okay, you're rolling in downtown Minneapolis and you're blowing away, the other competition that may even be in a traditional brick-and-mortar restaurant because your food is so good. competition settles a lot of questions on who is the best of best.
Nice. Okay, get ready to pivot, everybody. Tyler Florence, host of the Great Food Truck Race on Food Network. Come on back to the Johnny Rock Show anytime, okay, Tyler?
I appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.